Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to Allah. We thank Him, seek His help, and repent to Him from our bad deeds. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the 99 perfect names of Allah. And the names which we will learn today are related to Allah's great knowledge. Inshallah, we will learn 6 names of the 99 names of Allah. And these 6 names are related to Allah's great knowledge. The first name is Al-Alim. I want you to repeat with me. Al-Alim.
Al-Alim.
Al-Alim. Again, Al-Alim. Al-Alim is the all-knowing. Okay, this is number one. The second name is Al-Khabir. Okay, we will say it together. Al-Khabir.
Al-Khabir.
Al-Khabir is the inner knowing. The third name is Al-Sami'. Okay, together.
Al-Sami'.
Al-Sami'. Al-Sami' is the all-hearing. The fourth name is Al-Basir.
Al-Basir.
Al-Basir is the all-seeing. The fifth name is Al-Shahid.
Al-Shahid.
Al-Shahid is the testifier.
The testifier?
Yes. And the sixth name is Al-Raqib.
Al-Raqib.
Al-Raqib. Al-Raqib is the all-watchful.
Okay?
Okay. So inshallah today we will learn the meaning of these 6 names. We will learn the root of each name, the verses of the Quran where that name is mentioned, and we will learn about the greatness of Allah's knowledge and the benefits of learning about the greatness of Allah's knowledge, how we can have a benefit in our worldly daily life regarding naming, learning these names of Allah. We will start with Al-Alim. Al-Alim is the all-knowing, the certain knowing, the one who comprehends everything, the one who is aware of all things even before they happen, the one whose knowledge of the past, present, and future is complete in all respects. The root is Alima. Alima. Okay, alima means to have knowledge, to be certain, to act according to the knowledge, to be aware, and to gather information. This is the meaning of al-alim, the all-knowing. This name was mentioned in the Holy Quran 32 times. And we will read, regarding each name, we will read one verse only regarding each name, so that inshallah we will have time to learn about the great knowledge of Allah. We will recite now from surah number 2, verse number 32, to learn about the name of Allah, Al-Alim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Actually, I will read verse 31 and 32 so that you can know the meaning. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
And he taught Adam all the names of everything. Then he showed them to the angels and said, tell me the names of these if you are truthful. They said, glory is to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Verily, it is you, the all-knower, the all-wise.
Okay. So, this is regarding the name of Allah, Al-Alim. We will now learn about the second name of Allah related to His knowledge, which is Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir is the knower of the inner truth, the one who knows the internal qualities and meanings of all things, the one who knows and understands the meaning of even the most hidden secrets. The root is khabara, khabara, and khabara is to know, to be aware of the real inner nature of something. to know the reality of something, to know the secret inner state of something. Okay? And actually, Al-Khabir was mentioned in the Holy Quran, the name Al-Khabir, six times. It was mentioned six times.
So does the inner knowing?
The inner knowing. Okay. The inner knowing. It was mentioned six times, and now we will recite from Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 7 and 8, so that, you know, sisters, I want to show you the close relation between these two names, Al-Alim and Al-Khabir. Al-Alim is the all-knower, and Al-Khabir is the knower of the inner truth. These two names are always mentioned together, and in the meaning of the Quran, they are always very close. I will show you this fact now when we will recite from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 7 and 8. الرحمن الرحيم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون.
And remember Allah's favor to you and His covenant with which He bound you when you said, "We hear and we obey." And fear Allah. Verily Allah is all knower of that which is in the secret of your breasts. O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses, and let not the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just, that is nearer to piety, and fear Allah. Verily Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
So actually, sisters, in verse number 7, Allah the Almighty clarified about the fact that Allah is the all-knower of that which is the secret of your hearts. Okay? Then Allah the Almighty again in verse number 8 clarified that Allah is well acquainted with what you do. It is always the all-knower and the well-acquainted with what you do, or the knower of all the truth, Al-Alim, Al-Khabir. Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, they are always close in the meaning and they are always mentioned together. We will learn now about the name of Allah, the two names of Allah, As-Sami' Al-Basir. As-Sami' is the all-hearing, okay, or the ever-listening. And actually, I need to clarify to you that because Allah is the all-hearer and because Allah is the all-seeing, because of these two facts, Allah knows everything and Allah knows the truth. Okay? Again, I want you, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let me clarify to you the relation between these six names. Okay? How Allah the Almighty is the one who knows everything, the all-knower, and Allah is the inner knowing. Okay? How Allah is the certifier and the all-watchful. Because Allah is the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Okay, because Allah hears everything and Allah sees everything, so Allah knows everything, okay, and Allah certifies everything and Allah watches everything. So based on these two names, the all-hearing, the all-seeing, He is the all-knower, the inner knowing, the certifier, and the all-watchful. Okay, so this is the relation between these six names. What? Al-Alim al-Khabir?
The third one.
Al-Sami'.
What is the third letter?
Al-Sami'. In English? Sin, Mim, Ya, Ayn. Mim, Mim. This is Mim, Ya, Ayn.
Okay. I have a question. Yes. Al-Alim al-Khabir.
Yes.
Okay, I know what's Al-Alim. I'm sorry. I mean, is it this? It looks very similar to Al-Khabir. So.
Yes. But, you know, Al-Khabir is always related to the inner issues. Okay, Allah, when we will recite now verses from the Quran, we will learn that Allah the Almighty knows how many leaves of the trees they
fell down on the earth. Allah the Almighty knows what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. This is related to Allah, the All-Knower. But Al-Khabir, this is related to the secrets, what you hide inside you. Okay, so this is, you know, this is, and because of that, it is the inner knowing. And Al-Alim is the All-Knowing. Okay? So now let us learn about the name of Allah, As-Sami'. Okay, As-Sami' is the all-hearing, the ever-listening, the one whose hearing and attention comprehends everything, the one who listens to every voice, the one who hears and accepts every word, thought, and secret. And the root of As-Sami' is Sami'a, which means to hear and to listen, to accept, to pay attention. Okay? We will recite, the name As-Sami' was mentioned 20 times in the Holy Quran. And now we will recite from the same surah, surah number 5, verse number 76, regarding the name of Allah, As-Sami'. Surah number 5, verse number 76. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم.
Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to mankind, how do you worship besides Allah something that which has no power either to harm or benefit you? But it is Allah who is the all-hearer, all-knower.
And you see, sisters, Allah the Almighty is mentioning these two names together. Because Allah the Almighty is the all-hearer, accordingly Allah is the all-knower. We will learn now about the fourth name of Allah related to His knowledge, and it is Al-Basir. Al-Basir is the all-seeing, the all-comprehending, the one who has insight into all things, the one whose insight sees all things clearly, both the apparent and the hidden. The root of Al-Basir is Basara, or Basira, to see, to notice, to understand, to know, to have insight. The name Al-Basir was mentioned 4 times in the Holy Quran, and we will recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 20, to know about the name of Allah, Al-Basir. 40-20. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والله يقضي بالحق والذين يدعون من دونه لا يقضون بشيء إن الله هو السميع البصير.
And Allah judges with truth, while those to whom they invoke besides Him cannot judge anything. Certainly Allah, He is the all-hearer, the all-seer.
Okay. So again, sisters, let us notice that Allah is mentioning these two names together, As-Sami'u, Al-Basiru, the all-hearer, the all-seer. Okay. Now we will learn about the fifth name of Allah related to His knowledge, which is Al-Raqib. Can you pronounce it with me, sister? Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib is the all-observing, the watchful. The one who watches all things, the one from whose observation nothing is hidden, the one who observes all thoughts, deeds, and feelings. Again, sister, there is a difference between Al-Alim, the all-knower, and the all-observing. Okay, the all-observing is related to observation and related to recording. Okay, the all-knower is related to the knowledge. This is Al-Raqib, the one who is observing everything because he is recording everything, because he will question us about everything. The root is Raqabah, to look, to watch, to keep an eye on, to observe. And we will recite now from Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 117. But before reciting this verse of the Quran, let us learn the sixth name of Allah related to His knowledge, which is Al-Shahid, because actually this verse of the Quran, Surah number 5, verse number 117, will be related to both names. So the sixth name is Al-Shahid. Can you say
Al-Shahid?
Al-Shahid. Al-Shahid. Al-Shaheed is the testifier, the certifier, the one who observes everything in creation, the one who witnesses both that which is seen and that which is unseen, the one who has knowledge of all that happens everywhere at all times. Allah is the testifier in this life and on the Day of Judgment. Al-Shaheed is related to this life and to the Day of Judgment. And actually, the root is shahida, to be witness, to bear witness, to have knowledge. This name was not mentioned in the Holy Quran, but its meaning was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Let us first start with Surah number 5, verse number 117, because it is related to both names, the all-observing, the certifier, the testifier. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us, sisters, read 116 and 117 so that you can know the meaning of these verses of the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال الله يا عيسى ابن مريم أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن أعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد. Actually, sisters, I want you to have a look on these two verses of the Quran on the English translation. Okay? Because in verse number 116, the last sentence is that you are the all-knower of all that is hidden and the unseen. So this is Al-Alim. Okay? And in the last three lines of verse number 117, you are a witness to all things. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want to tell you, this is Al-Shaheed. Witness to all things, this is Al-Shaheed. But Allah also said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but when you took them up, you were the watcher over them. The watcher is Al-Raqib. Okay, so Allah mentioned the meaning of Al-Alim, then the watcher, Al-Raqib, then the witness to all things, Al-Shaheed. So in these two verses of the Quran, actually the three names are mentioned. These three names are mentioned because this is actually a very important fact mentioned in the Holy Quran, which is very important, especially for the revered sisters. When Allah the Almighty is saying to Prophet Jesus, may Allah be blessed with him, Allah is questioning Prophet Jesus. Did you say to the people to worship you and your mother instead of me? So Prophet Jesus in this verse of the Quran is saying, I never mentioned to them anything except what you commanded me to tell them. And whatever I said, you know it. Okay, so Prophet Jesus is clarifying that he believes that Allah is the only God, and he believes that Allah is the all-knower, and he knows what he said to his people. Again, Prophet Jesus is saying that I said to them to worship my Lord and your Lord. So he is clarifying that Allah is his Lord and Allah is the Lord of all the mankind. Okay, this is the what Prophet Jesus said in the Holy Quran, and he is clarifying that he was watching over them when he was living with them. But after he died, Allah is the one who is watching over everyone. He is saying, Prophet Jesus, and you are a witness to all things. Okay, so this is the proof that Prophet Jesus never asked anyone to worship him, never said he is a God. He is clarifying that his Lord is Allah. Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. And he is clarifying that he was watching over his people regarding this fact. The only God is Allah. Okay, now inshallah sisters, we will start to learn about the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite a verse of the Quran from Surah number 31, verse number 27. And actually, as a convert or as a revert to Islam, I want you sisters always to remember this verse of the Quran, because it will always motivate in your spirit the reality of the knowledge of Allah the Almighty, which is actually beyond our imagination. All the time try to send your spirit the message that Allah's knowledge is beyond our imagination. Okay, and this is the proof. What is the proof? The proof is Surah number 31, verse number 27. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, sisters, we will recite 26 and 27. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ ولو أنما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم. In verse number 28, the names of Allah, As-Sami' Al-Basir, is mentioned. ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة إن الله سميع بصير. So you can recite it, then I will tell you them.
To Allah belongs whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth. Verily Allah, He is Al-Ghani, worthy of all praise. And if the trees on the earth were pens and the sea were ink wherewith to write, with seven seas behind it to add to its supply, yet the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Verily Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. The creation of you all and the resurrection of you all are only as a single person. Verily Allah is All-Hearer, All-Seer.
Okay, sister. So I want to give you...
I think you need to read the other part of it, because it doesn't sound right when you say just a single person.
I want to clarify to you the meaning of verse number 27, which is related to the greatness of knowledge. Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if all the trees, you know, sister, try to imagine all the trees on the earth, if all these trees on the earth were made into bends, okay? The bends, okay? We'll have that wood of all the trees on the earth, and we'll make from the wood, from that wood, this huge amount of bends, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman. And the sea was made into ink, okay? All the water on the earth, the sea water on the earth, okay, will be the ink. So now we will have the bends, and we'll have the ink, okay? The source of these bends is all the trees on the earth. And the source of the ink is all the sea water on the earth. If these bends will have this ink and the words of Allah, the knowledge of Allah will be written, okay, up to seven times, all of this, still the knowledge of Allah is more. So, you know, sister, we must all the time try to imagine how many trees are on the earth, how much is the water of the sea, when it will be ink, to write multiplied by seven, then this is Allah's knowledge, so it is beyond our imagination. How great is Allah's knowledge? Now, inshallah, we will learn about Allah's knowledge in the universe, and then we will learn about Allah's knowledge regarding us as human beings. Why? Why I want to learn about Allah's knowledge regarding the universe, so that I can feel how great is Allah the Almighty. This is one of the goals of learning the 99 names of Allah, is that to have the feeling that Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth, is different. Allah is different in everything. Let us learn about His knowledge in the universe. Oh, we can't imagine that this is the knowledge of Allah regarding the universe. When we will learn about Allah's knowledge regarding us as human being, again, we will say we can't imagine that this is the wideness, or how Allah's knowledge is so wide, so vast, This knowledge will help us to feel how great is our Lord. We must obey Him. We must worship Him. We must be thankful to Him that He guided us to worship Him alone. Now we will start by learning about Allah's knowledge regarding the universe, and we will recite from Surah number 34, verse number 2. And Rahim will read from Surah number 34, verse number 1 and 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو الرحيم الغفور.
All the praises and thanks are to Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. His is all the praises and thanks in the hereafter, and He is the all-wise, the all-aware. He knows that which goes into the earth, and that which comes forth from it, and that which descends from the heaven, and that which ascends to it. And He is the most merciful, the all-forgiving.
Okay, so actually, sisters, we will learn the in details about verse number 2. This is the knowledge of Allah. Allah the Almighty is clarifying about His knowledge that Allah knows that which goes into the earth, and that which comes forth from it, and that which descends from the heaven, and that which ascends to it. So now, let us agree that if all the people on the earth spend all their entire lives to monitor and record what takes place in one moment regarding the things mentioned in this verse of the Quran, they would not be able to do, and I will give you the proof. Let us now count the following in one moment. We will count for one moment. What comes down from the earth? Okay? The seeds that are buried into the ground, dead leaves of the trees, dead flowers, the worms and the dead bodies. Okay? And what goes up from the earth? The plants shooting out, insects leaving their underground homes, and the gushing springs. What comes down from the skies? The drops of rain, all drops of rain, sun rays, moon rays, divine commands and provisions. What goes to the skies? The gases of the breathing of all the creations, man, plants and insects. Drops of water, or drops of the sea water that evaporates, okay, supplications and spirits. Okay? So actually, sisters, if just for the drops of rain, which comes down in 1 hour in Houston, 1 hour, okay, one of the floody days, can any of the human beings count the number of the raindrops? Never. None can count it for 1 minute. To tell you the truth, I tried once to count it. More than 7 seconds, I start to become very nervous because they are coming very quickly and I cannot count. So I was 1, 10, 13, 25, 35. I can't. So I left the balcony, you know. I can't. You see, maybe this is for 1 minute. Allah the Almighty is counting the all-knower, every drop of rain which comes down all, in every place. Seattle, for example, has rain every day. Okay, this is one example. Okay, in Africa, there are countries which are rainy most of the year. Allah the Almighty is counting all. Allah is the all-knower, the all-hearer. He is counting all these drops of rain. Okay, this is just regarding the rain, okay, for 1 day. Okay, and if you try to imagine, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when the winter starts and the leaves of the trees start to come down. When I was living in Iowa City, there were thousands and thousands. Okay, maybe in Houston this is not happening, you know, clearly you cannot observe it. But in the places where there is snow, you always notice that all the leaves will come down, then the snow will come. Okay, so when you see the leaves of the trees, you know that snow is very close. But when you look around you, you know, you can't imagine the number of the leaves, just the leaves of the trees in around your home or around your house. Not in Iowa City, not in the state of Iowa, not in America, not every day. What is this? What is this? Oh Allah, this is the knowledge of Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth. Sister, our heart must feel this reality, because when I feel it, I feel that Allah is the Lord of the heavens and earth in reality. I believe in it not only through my spirit, but also through my mind. I believe that Allah is the only Lord of the heavens and earth when I learn about His knowledge. We will recite again from Surah number 11, verse number 6, to learn about the knowledge, the great knowledge of Allah regarding the universe. Surah Hud, Surah 11, verse number 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها ويعلم مستقرها ومستودعها كل في كتاب مبين.
And no moving creature is there on earth but its provision is due from Allah. He knows its dwelling place and its deposit. All is in a clear book.
So I want you sisters actually to get this new information in this verse of the Quran. Allah the Almighty is, Allah the All-Knower is clarifying that He knows the dwelling place and the deposit of every creature on the earth. And all is in a clear book. Can you imagine this, sister? All the creatures on the earth from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, Allah has the knowledge of the dwelling place, their dwelling place and its deposit, and Allah is recording this in a book. This is Allah, the All-Knower. This is Allah, the All-Hearer. This is Allah, the All-Seeing. We will recite again now, sisters, to know about Allah's knowledge regarding what lies beyond the reach of human perception, Al-Ghaib. We will recite from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 15.
59?
15. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
And with him are the keys of the ghaib, all that is hidden. None knows them but he, and he knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record.
So, I think, sister, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty clarified to us in more details about His knowledge regarding everything. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the land and in the sea. Every fish in the sea, every plant over the earth, everything Allah knows it, and it is in a clear record. But the question regarding this verse of the Quran is that Allah said, and with Him are the keys of Al-Ghaib. What is Al-Ghaib? Al-Ghaib is all that is hidden. Al-Ghaib is covers all what lies beyond the reach of human perception. Okay? For example, now I am here in Houston, okay? And I don't know anything about my family in Egypt. So my family in Egypt now is part of the unseen for me. I don't know anything. They are mentioning that they have good health, but maybe yes, maybe not. Who knows exactly everything about them? Only Allah, the Almighty, the One who knows the unseen. Okay, this is the unseen which beyond the reach of the human perception. But the question is, what are the keys of the unseen which Allah knows them as they were mentioned in the Holy Quran? And I taught you the keys of the unseen 4 years ago. So Can you remember in what verse of the Quran the keys of the unseen are mentioned? The keys of the unseen are mentioned in Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, verse 34. These are the keys of the unseen, which only Allah the Almighty knows them. We will recite now from Surah number 31, verse number 34. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah indahu ilmu al-sa'ah. وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Actually, before reading the meaning in English, this verse of the Quran, at the end, Allah mentioned, verily, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware of everything, Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, which we just learned today. Now you can mention what are the keys of the unseen.
Verily, Allah, with Him alone is the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain and knows that which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily, Allah is the all-knower, all-aware.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said in his hadith, the keys of the unseen are mentioned in Surah number 31, verse number 34. These are the keys of the unseen. Actually, sisters, which as a believer in the oneness of Allah, we must not all the time try to know them, because we will never be able to know them. I will never be able to know what I will earn tomorrow. Okay, according to my calculations, tomorrow I will go to, inshallah, Masjid Hamza, and I will come back. But this is up to my knowledge. But this, what will happen tomorrow, is part of the unseen. Only Allah knows. This is my plan. This is my expectations. But this is part of the unseen. And I am not supposed all the time to try to know the future. Because there are people whom they try to know the future so that, you know, they cut their life short. Okay, if I will live with my husband good time, I will continue. And there are no some problems coming on, let us finalize now. Why? Why to lose, to waste there, my life with him?
There is one friend of mine.
Question is that if someone is always obsessed or always they want to know what's going to happen, like, you know, for a special thing,
yes,
like, you know, what's going to happen to it?
Yes.
Is this this person have less iman or?
Yes, I tell you one thing. If you are always,
what should you tell a person who says these things? What should you tell?
Yes, I tell you. You know, this is the nature of
I always tell her Allah is the best knower.
And we know that. Sometimes we want to know something.
Yes.
That's it. So what does that mean? If you get obsessed by knowing
Yes.
And you don't know it.
Yes,
is that less iman
that
you have?
Yes. You know, I tell you one thing. You know, basically, in this worldly life, to have mental peace, all the time try to know your limitations. Okay, because when you know your limitation, you will live the life according to these limitations. Okay, so when you tell me, Sister Mona, inshallah, tomorrow we are going to Masjid Hamza, I tell you, yes, inshallah. But I am not sure. I said, inshallah. But what will happen tomorrow is tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow will not come to me. Maybe I will die tonight. So I am not attached much to tomorrow. Why? Because I am not sure tomorrow will come. I am, and to tell you the truth, sister, I learned this theory after years and years of living with the Quran. I was not like this. And it was not clear for me. And I was all the time living for the future, for tomorrow. But after living years and years with the Quran, all praise to Allah, my spirit changed. Okay, then I start to notice that change, that I am not connected at all to anything other than today. When you tell me, for example, my daughter is having a very important test and the result is next week. So you tell me if she passed, if she will not pass, what will happen? You will stay, you will go, you will leave, she will happy. I tell you, sister, this is none of my business. Maybe I will die tonight. This is number one. When you believe that we may die tonight, in reality, you will try to focus on today. Today will be very precious for you. You know why? Because today I can worship Allah. Today I can do good deeds. Today I can improve my relation with my husband and my kids so that they will not complain from me to Allah. Today I can improve my relation with my parents, with all the sisters, so that if I die tonight, inshallah, I will be in a good shape regarding my relation with all the people. So I will focus on everything related to today. This is number one. Number two, when I realize that whatever Allah planned for me 50,000 years before the creation of the earth will never change, you know, sisters, I will say to myself, to my daughter, to everyone, whatever Allah planned for us will happen. Whether I like it or I don't like it, whether I accept it, whether I don't accept it, it will happen. So inshallah, when that day will come, Allah will plan my life according to the result. This is not my business. All my business is to call on Allah. Whatever you plan for me, make it easy for me, help me to accept it, okay, and shower me with your mercy. That's it. But to be all the time worried, if she fail, I will leave Houston. I will not give classes. I will stay at home. I will be very lonely. What will happen to me? And what will happen to her? And this will be a very big disaster. So, and what can I do? I was not the one who appeared in the test. She's my daughter. I can't control her. We cannot control life circumstances. We cannot
do half for this to help.
To tell you the truth, it is the Holy Quran. The more you recite the Quran with your heart, and actually in all my classes I always clarify that recitation of the Quran with the tajweed, recitation of the Quran with your tongue, with your mouth, with the letters, is not the way to leave the Quran. The way to leave the Quran is to know the meaning and to try to practice it in the worldly life, and to keep the Quran in your heart and in your mind, to try to think it over. So if you keep on recitation of the Quran very simply, according to what language, and to tell you the truth, I learned a lot about the Quran from this English class. And I always mention this to my Arabic sisters. I tell them the Quran is the message of Allah. And because I was always trying to give to the English classes more Quran, I was exposed to more details of the Quran for the sake of the class. And I got a lot of benefit from this. And you will learn this from what we will learn today, inshallah, about one of the stories of the Quran. So come to the Quran and read it, you know, because this is my cure. This is the message which Allah is sending to me to live this very difficult test of the worldly life. Have a personal relation with the Quran. When you have the personal relation with the Quran, one day Allah the Almighty will give you the feeling that you are more closer to Him. Everything will be alright. Don't worry. I am around. I am with you. Don't think of tomorrow. Tomorrow is part of the unseen, which is only related to my knowledge. So you will have some mental peace. Allah is there. He will take care of everything. I will not think of anything, because Allah knows and we don't know. Maybe what you are looking for is harmful for you, because we don't know and Allah knows. So whatever Allah chooses for us, inshallah, will be the best, so long Allah will give me, will shower me with His mercy to accept it, inshallah, and to accept it and to accommodate with it. This is the most important in the worldly life. And the more you live, as I lived, alhamdulillah, long life up till now, you will realize that it is always Allah's choice which is the best. But because we have no knowledge, and because we are always in a hurry, and because, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we are not close to the Quran, we always don't understand, you know, the events of our life. But if we believe that Allah is the most merciful, I will always say Allah will choose for me more better than what I am looking for. I am sure of this. So when Allah will plan, for example, for me that my daughter will have very bad result, I will be very thankful to Allah, because I don't know what is behind it. So long I am obeying Him, so long I am worshipping Him alone, all praise to Allah, I am accepting, make it easy for us, Shower us with your mercy, okay, and let us continue our life. Make for us an outlet from this heart. And this is the solution of the worldly life. Other than this, life will be very difficult for everyone. Now we will recite, inshallah, regarding Allah's knowledge for us as human beings, how Allah knows everything about us. We will recite, inshallah, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 16. We will recite verse number 19 and verse number 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله يعلم ما تسرون وما تعلمون.
And Allah knows what you conceal and what you reveal.
Okay, so everything about us, whatever we reveal and whatever we conceal, we will recite from the same surah, verse number 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال إن الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. Truly Allah knows.
Truly Allah knows and you know not.
Okay, so all the time, sisters, when we learn about Allah's knowledge, we must say to ourselves, Allah knows and we know not. Okay, this is one of the rules of the Quran, that Allah knows and we know not. We will recite now from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 4 and verse number 110. Surah.
Yes.
قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء والأرض وهو السميع العليم.
He, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, My Lord knows every word spoken in the heavens and on the earth, and he is the all-hearer and the all-knower.
So again, sister, Allah the Almighty, after clarifying to us that he knows what we reveal and what we conceal, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is giving more details about his knowledge, and he clarified that Allah knows every word spoken in the heavens and on the earth. Now we are in Houston, attending the class, talking or speaking together. Allah the Almighty knows all by his knowledge, all what we are saying in this room, and Allah knows all what all the human beings are speaking or saying all over the world. Try to imagine it, it will be beyond our imagination. We cannot imagine. This is the knowledge of Allah, the all-hearer, the all-knower. We will recite now from Surah number 40, verse number 19. We will continue to learn from the same Surah, Surah number 21, verse number 110. Thank you very much. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه يعلم الجهر من القول ويعلم ما تكتمون.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Verily, he knows that which is spoken aloud and that which you conceal.
Okay. We will continue to learn about Allah's knowledge regarding the human being from Surah number 40, verse number 19. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله 19 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور.
Allah knows the fraud of the eyes and hearts and all that the hearts conceal.
Okay. So again, sister, let us now learn about this very detailed knowledge of Allah. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes. You see, sisters,
what does that mean?
This means, Daniel, is that while I am teaching the class, okay, and reciting the Quran, if I am upset with Liz, okay, I will recite the Quran. If many people are under the impression that they can escape these looks, okay, I can look in a special way and no one notice me. No. Allah knows. Allah reports.
It's the word from where?
Yes. recite more about the knowledge of Allah, we will recite from Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 46. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 46 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
He, Allah said, fear not, verily I am with you both, hearing and seeing.
So in this verse of the Quran, Allah made it very clear to every one of us that fear not, verily I am with you, hearing and seeing. Okay? We will recite now, sisters, again from Surah number 43, verse number 80, so that we will have the more clear knowledge about Allah's knowledge regarding what we reveal and what we conceal. Surah number 43, verse number 80. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ.
Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private counsel? Yes, we do, and our messengers are by them to record.
So actually, sisters, Allah, the all-hearer, all-knower, is clarifying that He hears our secrets and our private counsels, and actually they are all recorded. Okay, so this is the proof that Allah is the all-hearer, Allah is the all-knower. We will recite now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite now from Surah number 58, verse number 7, to learn about the private counsel and the knowledge of Allah regarding the private counsel. 59. Surah number 58, Surah number 58, verse number 7. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة قيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Have you not seen that Allah knows whatever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth? There is no najwa.
Sorry, which ayah is this one?
Surah number 58, verse number 7.
7?
Yes. Secret counsel.
Secret counsel of three, but He is their fourth with His knowledge, while He Himself is over the throne, over the seventh heaven. Nor of five, but He is their sixth with His knowledge. Nor of less than that or more, but He is with them, with His knowledge, wheresoever they may be. And afterwards, on the day of resurrection, He will inform them of what they did. Verily, Allah is the all-knower of everything.
So you see, sister, let us try to imagine this fact that regarding the secret council, when everyone is under the impression or planning that nobody will know about what I will discuss only with Liz, I will take Liz aside and I will start to tell her, Liz, I will tell you a very important secret. I don't want anyone to know. We are only two. She will tell me, no, Sister Mona, we are not two. We are three. Allah is with us. Okay? So Allah is clarifying that even regarding the secret council, He is always around by His knowledge, while He is over His throne. And Allah is clarifying that on the Day of Judgment, He will inform us about all what we did, because Allah is the all-knower of everything. Okay, now inshallah I will give you a story from the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is two stories from two verses of the Quran, which is clarifying that Allah is the all-knower of everything to the extent which we can't imagine. We will recite first, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 58, verse number 1. We'll finish, inshallah, before the time. It is the same surah, 58, verse number 1. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad sami'a Allahu qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha wa tashtaki ila Allah. Wallahu yasma'u tahawurakuma. Inna Allah sami'un basir.
Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her that disputes with you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, concerning her husband, and complains to Allah. And Allah hears the argument between you both. Verily, Allah is all-hearer, all-seer.
Actually, sisters, Imam Ahmad recorded that Aisha, may Allah bless her, she said, all praise be to Allah who hears all the voices. The woman who disputed came to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and talked to him while I was in another part of the room, unable to hear what she said, but Allah, the all-knower, hears everything. So try to imagine, sister, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was here, and that woman, she came to complain from her husband. She was talking in a very
soft voice,
okay, to the extent that Sayyida Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she was in the same room, and she cannot hear any of the words. Allah, the all-hearer, the all-knower, he listened to her words, and Allah sent actually the answer for her question in these verses of the Quran. So this is the proof, and actually this is how we must trust Allah, the all-knower, the all-hearer. If someone will come and tell me, Mona, you are so and so and so and so, okay, something which I don't like, then in another occasion that person will actually deny all his words. I will not be upset. I will respond saying that Allah was with us, and Allah is my witness, and on the day of judgment, inshallah, Allah will clarify the whole truth. Let the human beings lie, let the human beings deceive, let the human being cheat each other, but if I believe that Allah knows everything, hears everything, listens to everything, watches everything, I don't care for any of this. We will listen now to another verse of the story which happened to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself. We will recite from Surah number 66, verse number 3 and 4, so that we will know about Allah, the All-Knower, from the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Surah number 66, verse number 3 and 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أسر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا فلما نبأت به وأظهره الله عليه عرف بعضه وأضعن بعض فلما نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير.
And remember when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, Hafsa, and then she told it to Aisha, and Allah made it known to him. He informed part thereof and left a part. Then when he told her thereof, she said, who told you this? He said, the all-knower, the all-aware, Allah has told me. If you two, wives of the Prophet, Aisha and Hafsa, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you, so your hearts are indeed so inclined. Then,
but if you help one another
against him, then verily Allah is Lord, Master or Protector, and Jibril and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, the angels are his helpers.
So actually, sister, this is the proof of the knowledge of Allah, the Almighty, as we recite from the Holy Quran, when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, Hafsa. Hafsa went and told it to Aisha, and then they planned a plot against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Allah, the All-Knower, the All-Hearer, the All-Seeing, informed Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about what happened. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he went to Hafsa, and he mentioned to her part of what she did and part of what she said. So she was so surprised, and she was under the impression that Aisha told him, logically. Okay, so she asked him, who informed you about that plot? So he informed her that Allah, the All-Hearer, the All-Knower, informed me about it, because Allah is aware of everything. So actually, sisters, when we know, alhamdulillah, already know in full details about the knowledge of Allah, the Almighty, what is the benefit in my worldly life regarding that knowledge and regarding the learning of the six names of Allah related to his knowledge, is that the answer, the benefit is that I will worship Allah from the level of ihsan. What is the meaning of ihsan? Ihsan is an Arabic word which means, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to worship Allah as if you see him. And if you don't see him, then know that truly he sees you. Be all the time aware that Allah can see everything, Allah can hear everything. Allah is ar-Raqib. This is very important. Ar-Raqib is the all-watchful. Allah is al-Shaheed. Allah is the certifier. Allah is the all-knower, the inner-knower, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So fear Allah. Fear Allah in every word. Fear Allah in every intention. Fear Allah in every plan, because Allah knows everything. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah will question every one of us about all our deeds and our things. And inshallah, next week we will continue about learning the 99 names of Allah and their benefit in our worldly life. And let us make the dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. And see you inshallah.